亲爱的朋友们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列的信息，讲到耶稣显明神。今天信息的题目是他除灭魔鬼的作为，让我们一起来分享。
Going to our studying the scriptures.
今天我晚上来看圣经。
We're in Matthew.
我们看到马太福音。
And we're looking how Jesus showed us things of his Father.
我们看到耶稣怎么样跟我们显明他父的事情。
And we talked last Sunday about the Jesus when he was in the home of Peter and healed his wife's mother.
我们上次讲到耶稣在彼得的家里医好了彼得的岳母。
And we're in the same chapter.
我们来看同样一章。
Chapter 8.
马太福音第八章。
And we're in verse 28.
我们看到第二十八节。
And we'll read the rest of the chapter.
我们要从二十八节读到这一章的最后。耶稣基督到那边去，来到加大拉人的地方，就有两个被鬼附的人从坟营里出来，迎着他，极其凶猛，甚至没有人能从那条路上经过。他们喊着说：“神的儿子，我们与你有什么相干？时候还没有到，你就上这里来叫我们受苦吗？”离他们很远，有一大群猪吃食，鬼就央求耶稣说：“若把我们赶出去，就打发我们进入猪群吧。”耶稣说：“去吧。”鬼就出来进入猪群，全群忽然闯下山崖，投在海里淹死了。放猪的就逃跑进城，将这一切事和被鬼附的人所遭遇的都告诉人。合城的人都出来迎见耶稣，既见了就央求他离开他们的境界。
Now our great scientist of today,
今天我们很伟大的科学家
are keenly seeking to find out if there are other inhabitants in our universe.
他们非常热衷地想要去探讨在我们这宇宙还有没有其他的居民。
They used to think people lived on the moon.
以前人们以为说在月球上有人。
And then on Mars.
然后以为说在火星上有人。
But we found that isn't so.
但是我们发现情况不是这样子的。
But they're looking to see if there isn't anybody else in the universe.
但是他们在找在除了宇宙之间还有没有别的人住着。
Well, the Bible tells us very clearly that there are.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们有。
We're not the only ones.
我们不是唯一的。
But as far as the other ones are concerned, our eyes just don't read their light.
但是就其他的人来讲，我们的眼睛就是没有办法读出看到他们的光。
Sometimes the camera will pick them up.
有时候照相机会把他们给照出来。
I've seen that several times.
我看这看过几次。
But our eyes just don't pick them up.
但是我们的眼睛就是没有办法捕捉它们。
The electromagnetic waves that our eyes work in is very small.
我们眼睛的电磁波运作的范围非常小。
But there are, and they're called angels, and they're called devils.
但是是有其他的居民，有天使，也有魔鬼。
And there's plenty of them.
而且有很多。
There's lots of them, in fact.
世上有许许多多。
In fact, there's great numbers of them.
事实上他们的数目很大。
And they are very real.
而且是很真实的。
Because they are invisible to us.
因为他们对我们来说是看不见的。
And because they are spirit form.
因为他们是灵的形式。
We don't have much to do with them.
我们跟他们没有多少关系。
But they have a lot to do with us.
但是他们跟我们很有关系。
And they live here on our same planet.
他们跟我们住在同样一个星球上。
I mean, that's not extraordinary.
这不是不寻常的事情。
How many of you have ever seen germs?
你们有多少人看见过细菌？
You've never seen one unless you had a powerful microscope.
除非你有很强有力的显微镜，不然你看不见细菌，对不对？
How many of you believe there are?
有多少人相信有细菌？
All of you?
都相信吗？
But you never saw one.
但是你从来没有看见过一个。
You never felt one.
你从来没有感觉过一个细菌。
You never smelled one.
你也从来没有闻过一个细菌。
You never tasted one.
你也没有尝过一个细菌。
You've eaten lots of them though.
不过你虽然你吃了很多了。
And you never heard one.
你也从来没有听到过一个细菌。
And there's millions of them all around us.
而细菌在我们的周围有好几百万个。
And we believe that. We know that's true, don't we?
这个我们相信，我们知道这是真的，对不对？
So what's so extraordinary that there's some other creatures that we can't see or hear or touch?
所以如果有一些其他的东西是我们看不见、摸不着的，也听不见的。
But they're very real.
这个有什么奇怪呢？他们是很真实的。
And germs are very real.
细菌是很真实的。
As anybody that ever had a cold is aware of.
凡是感冒过的人都知道的。
They are very real.
他们是很真实的。
And so are real the spirits.
所以灵也是真实的。
That also are in this same world.
他们也在这同样的世界里面。
That doesn't mean they're only in this world.
这意思不是说他们只在这个世界上。
But it means they are in this world.
而是意思是他们是在这个世界。
And now Jesus has an encounter with one of those beings.
现在耶稣就遇到了这样的东西。
One of those beings that was possessed with the devil.
其中有一个人他被鬼附了。
Devils do not have bodies.
鬼没有身体。
But they wish they did.
但他们希望有身体。
And so whenever they have an opportunity,
所以每当他们有机会的时候,
they like to crawl into somebody else's body.
他们就喜欢爬到别人的身体里。
Sometimes, it's just that the body doesn't work right.
有时候只是一个身体它的功能不正常。
And we call those people perhaps insane.
我们称这样子的人或许说他是疯了的。
But sometimes it's not, the body's not working right.
但有时候不是身体的功能不正常。
Sometimes there are spirits of evil that come into a body to make it function wrong.
有时候是有恶灵进到一个人的身体，使身体的功能失常了。
Now, Chinese people, in China at least, maybe in Taiwan too, are quite well aware of the fact there are devils.
中国人至少在大陆的或许在台湾的人也是非常清楚有鬼
Is that true?
是不是真的、
mm-hmm. We know that
这是我们知道的
Now here in the United States They don't believe in them very much
在美国人们不太相信这个
And the devil is very happy with that
魔鬼他因为这样他很高兴
Because the more he can work without being recognized the happier he is
因为只要他越能够工作而不被人察觉他就越高兴
But in China and in many other places in the world,
但是在中国还有世界上很多其他的地方
they are very real.
鬼是很真实的
And they do a lot of damage.
他们造成很大的损伤
And the worst of it is, we don't have any weapons to defend ourselves.
最糟糕的就是我们没有任何的武器来防卫自己
That is without God.
那是说没有神的话
And sometimes they can be very terrible.
有时候鬼可能非常的可怕
Like in this particular case
就像在这个例子当中讲的
This man was in torment
这个人他被折磨
He couldn't rest
他没有办法休息
He was tormented inside
他的里面被折磨
In fact It wasn't just one There were a whole lot of them
世上不只是一个而是有许多个
And when Jesus talked with them
当耶稣跟他们讲话的时候问他们的名字
He didn't even try to give their names. He just said, we're a whole legion of them.
他们甚至没有试着要讲名字，他们只说我们有一整群。
A legion was a certain group in the Roman army, which was a legionnaire was perhaps 1,000 people.
群这是罗马军队里面的一个名称，一群的军队的话，差不多是1,000个人。
And so there perhaps was 1,000 of them.
所以这些鬼差不多可能有1,000个。
And each one was working in a different part of that nature of that person, because we have many parts to our nature.
每一个鬼都在那个人的性情里的不同的部分做工，因为我们这整个人当中包括了很多的部分。
And it wasn't the fact that he was just couldn't function right.
这事实不只是说他没有办法发挥正常的功能。
One time Jesus cast out a deaf devil.
有一次耶稣曾经把一个聋的鬼给赶出去
But it was more than that
但不只是这样子
His whole being was torn apart inside
他整个人在里面都是毁坏的
He was tormented
他受折磨
He couldn't rest
他没有办法休息
Crying and moaning and acting completely possessed of devils
他哭喊着他的表现是完全被鬼附着的
And those beings are very powerful beings.
这些东西是非常强而有力的。
They'd do worse if they could.
他们如果能够的话，他们会做得更糟糕。
They are not free.
他们不是自由的。
But they're allowed certain freedom.
但是被容许某种程度的自由。
And that's where our guardian angel comes in.
这就是守护天使介入的地方。
He's guarding us all the time.
他时时都在守护着我们。
Protecting us all the time.
时时都在保护着我们。
Because if we didn't have some protection in this world,
因为如果我们在这世上没有某种保护的话，
the devil would kill us all quickly.
魔鬼会很快的全都把我们杀死。
Because they hate us.
因为他们恨我们。
Sometimes for reasons that only God knows,
有时候为了只有神知道的原因，
they are given permission.
神容许他们。
And that's what they do.
这就是他们所做的事情。
More than once, many, many Christians have been martyred.
不止一次，许许多多的基督徒殉道了。
There are some very famous days in history.
在历史上有一些很著名的日子。
Like the Bartholomew massacre in France.
就像法国的曾经有一个大屠杀。
In one day, thousands of Christians were killed.
在一天之内，成千上万的基督徒被杀了。
They were hunted down.
他们就被追捕。
Like animals.
就像是野兽一样。动物一样。
And there's many times in history that's been true.
在历史上这种情形有过很多次。
But usually they are not allowed to do that.
但是通常神不允许他们做这样的事情。
But they are very real.
但他们是很真实的。
And that is one of our problems.
这就是我们的问题之一。
In John chapter 10 and verse 10.
在约翰福音第十章第十节
Maybe you'd like to turn and read that scripture.
或许我们可以一起来看这一节经文
Jesus called him a thief. He talks of the devil.
耶稣讲到魔鬼称他为贼
Chapter 10 and verse 10.
约翰福音第十章第十节盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏我来是要叫羊得生命并且得的更丰盛
He comes to steal
他来要偷窃
And to kill
要杀害
And to destroy
要毁坏
The first thing you know he calls him the thief he comes to steal
首先神称他为贼他来就是要偷的
Oh he's always trying to steal something from us
他总是试着要从我们身上偷走一些东西他试着要偷走我们的信心
He put doubts in your mind
他把怀疑放在你的头脑里
Or fears in your mind
或是把惧怕放在你的头脑里
Or threats in your mind
或是把威胁放在你的头脑里
He'll try to steal from us
他会试着从我们偷走东西
He'll steal away our blessing
他会偷走我们的祝福
Steal away our peace
偷走我们的平安
Steal away our securities
偷走我们的安全感
And our rest in God
偷走我们在神里的安息他是个贼
But when Jesus came
但是当耶稣来了
And every time Jesus was around
每次耶稣在周围的时候
He had an encounter with those demons
他就跟那些鬼面对面
Because it's like light and darkness They can't live in the same place
因为就好像光跟暗一样不可能住在同样一个地方
They just can't live in the same place
光跟黑暗就是不可能住在同一个地方
I've been in places in the world where the demons were very, very common
我曾经在去过世界上的一些地方在那里邪灵鬼是很普遍的
But I noticed another interesting thing
但是我注意到很有趣的一件事
That when you begin a service and the anointing begins to flow and the praise begins to flow, the demons hate it.
当你开始一个聚会，恩膏开始流露，赞美开始流露的时候，魔鬼就很恨这个。
They can't stand that.
他们受不了这个。
And they begin to manifest.
他们会开始现身。
Just like this, devil began to manifest and ran to where Jesus was.
就像是这个鬼开始现身，他跑到耶稣所在的地方一样。
And it's an interesting thing.
很有趣的事情
When I've seen demons manifest
当我看到魔鬼现身彰显出来的时候
to an individual,
借着个人
I've never seen them run away
我从来没有看到他们逃跑
It seems that once they get in the presence of Jesus Christ
好像他们一到了耶稣基督的面前
They can't run away
他们就没有办法逃跑
Only one time that I know of they tried to
我只知道有一次他们试着逃跑
And that was in Tucumán
那个是在 Tucumán 那个地方
I don't know, Sammy, if you've ever heard this one or not.
我不晓得 Sammy 他有没有听过这个。
But we had a beautiful service there.
我们在那里有一场很美的聚会。
And quite a few manifested their ugly presence.
有好几个人彰显出他们那个很丑陋的同在。
But one man especially.
但是特别有一个人。
And when the Spirit of God began to move,
当神的灵开始运行了,
he began screaming and tearing at himself.
他们就开始尖叫, 开始在自己在拉扯自己,
and tried to run out the door.
试着要从门跑出去,
but he stopped.
但是他停下来了,
he screamed and screamed and screamed.
他就一直尖叫, 一直尖叫,
and his hair was standing on end.
他整个头发都竖起来,
he was terrified.
他很可很害怕。
Then he turned around,
然后他转过身来
and tried to run out the back door.
试着要从后门跑出去。
Now the place was filled with hundreds of people.
那个地方挤满了几百个人。
And he couldn't press through the people.
他没有办法从人当中穿过去。
So he started scrambling over the benches.
所以他就开始从这个座椅那边这样跳过去。
So he got the back door.
直到到了后门。
And then he stopped.
然后他又停住了。
And screaming, turned around.
又在那边尖叫，转过身来。
And fell down.
然后就倒下来了。
Well, we cast the devil out.
我们后来把那鬼赶出去。
But that's what he told us.
但是事后那个人告诉我们。
That he saw this angel standing at the back door.
他看到天使站在后门那边。
With a big sword in his hand.
手里拿了一把很大的刀。
And that scared him terrible.
那个让他吓坏了。
And he turned around, ran to the front door, over the benches.
所以他就赶快跑到
And he got the back door.
前门那边，然后他就跑到那椅，跳过椅子。
And there was another angel with his sword in his hand.
后来到另外一扇门那边，又有另外一个天使手中拿着剑。
He was caught between the two.
所以他就被逮在这两个当中了。
I've never seen them run away.
我从来没有看见过他们逃跑。
You'd think they would, but it's something about it, they can't.
你以为他们会逃跑，但是其实他们跑没有办法逃。所以他就跑到耶稣那里去。
These beings are very real.
这些东西是很真实的。
Oh, I've had them talk to me many times.
有很多次他们都跟我讲话。
I don't believe them because they're liars.
我不相信他们，因为他们是说谎者。
But they'll try to con you.
但是他们会试着。
Try to fool you, make you think they know what's right.
试着要来欺骗你，让你以为他们知道的是对的。
But we're not without weapons.
但我们不是没有武器的。
We have some powerful weapons.
我们有一些很强有力的武器。
And I've seen those demons go. I've seen hundreds of them go.
我曾经看过这些鬼邪灵离开。我看过。
They have to go.
好几百个人离开。
If they get into the place where the presence of God is, where Jesus is.
只要他们到了神的同在地方，到了耶稣所在的地方。
They haven't a chance.
他们一点机会都没有。
The only one thing they can do is get out.
他们所能够做的唯一的一件事就是出去。
And they can't even do that until you give them the word.
除非你给他们话语，不然他们甚至连那个也没有办法做。
They're locked in it.
他们就被锁在当中。
With the word of faith,
带着信心的话语
they can let go and get out.
就能够让他们把他们给放开来出去了。
And I've seen it many times.
这个我也看过许许多多次。
Because they can't stand it.
因为他们受不了。
They cannot disobey.God.
他们没有办法不听神的话。
When God gives an order.
当神下命令的时候。
God doesn't often give orders.
神不是常常下命令的。
In fact, when he gives an order, you'll surely do what he tells you to do, whether you know it or like it or not.
事实上，如果神下命令的时候，你一定要照神所说的来做，不管你喜不喜欢。
No one in heaven or hell or earth.Ever disobeys a command of God.
在天上，在地下，在世界上，从来就没有人能够违反神的命令。
They might try.
他们或许会尝试。
But they'll still do what he told them to.
但是他们还是会做神告诉他们要做的事情。
One way or another.
不管是用一种方式，还是用另外一种。
Paul got to Rome.
保罗到了罗马。
He didn't go as a tourist.
他去那边不是做个游客
or as a missionary,
也不是做个宣教士
he went as a prisoner,
他去那边是做犯人的
but he got to Rome.
但是他到了罗马
Now he could have gone another way because God warned him.
他本来也可以走另外一条路的因为神警告过他
The prophet came and told him, if you go to Rome, they're going to make a prisoner out of you.
先知来
if you go to Jerusalem, they'll make a prisoner out of you.
先知来告诉他说如果你去耶路撒冷的话他们就会把你作为囚犯
I'm going to Jerusalem.
他说我要去耶路撒冷
God said, no, you're not. You're going to Rome.
神说不，你要去。
I'm going to Jerusalem.
他说不，我要去耶路撒冷。
You're going to Rome.
你要去罗马。
I'm going to Jerusalem.
我要去耶路撒冷。
And he went to Jerusalem.
就去了耶路撒冷。
And in chains they packed him to Rome.
结果呢，他就被人们上了锁链，把他给带到了罗马。
He always gets his orders obeyed.
神的命令总是被人遵从的。
He is a great king.
他是大的王。
And he rules his universe.
他掌管他的宇宙。
He is a king of the earth, the Psalms tells me.
诗篇里面告诉我们说他是全地的王。
He says the hearts of kings are in his hands.
说王心也在他的手中。
And like a wandering river, he turns it wherever he wants to go.
就像是一个在那边漂流的河，他能够随着自己的意思让河水转。
And when the order comes, they have to go.
当命令来的时候，他们就必须离开。
And in many cases, he'll let his ministry give the orders.
在许多的情况下，他会让服侍他的人下命令。
And those orders don't come from the minister; they come from the Holy Spirit within him.
这些命令不是从服侍的人本身出来的，而是从他里面的圣灵出来
的。And Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵他耶稣被圣灵充满。
And he said to them, "Go."
就对他们说，你们离开。
You see, we are not alone in this world.
我们在这世上并不是孤单的。
We just think we are.
我们以为自己是。
Because our five little weak senses,
因为我们五种软弱的感官
cannot reach out very far,
没有办法触及很远的地方
and not very well aware of what's going on around us.
我们也不是很清楚周围发生的事情
but they are here all the time.
但是他们一直都在这里的
But as we learn to walk with the Holy Spirit and with God,
但是当我们学习与圣灵同行与神同行
they can't walk very close to us, the devils can't.
魔鬼没有办法很靠近我们
Because it says they fear the Lord, the angels camp around about them.
因为圣经上说天使在敬畏耶和华的人四围安营
So they can't reach through.
所以他们就通不过
They can only work from the outside.
他们只能够从外面来做工
So they shout across the line.
所以他们会隔着界限来喊叫
Thoughts into your mind.
会把一些意念想到你的，让你进丢到你的头脑里。
It's like an arrow.
这就像是一把剑一样。
And if the arrow stays in,
如果那个剑留在里面的话
you don't realize it, but it has a string attached to it.
你不晓得，但是那个剑其实它绑了一条线。
And now he can begin to converse with you and talk with you.
然后这个时候呢，他就能够开始跟你谈话交谈了。
But if you realize, hey, I don't want this, and throw that out.
但是如果你发现了，说，哎，这个我不要，把它丢出去。
Really lost his arrow.
他的剑就已经失掉了。
We learn how to defend ourselves.
我们就学会了怎么样来防卫自己。
But we are not alone.
但我们不是孤单的。
And they have come to do damage.
鬼来要毁坏
because they hate God
因为他们恨神
and because they hate God they hate us
因为他们恨神所以他们也恨我们
now Jesus met this man with the devils
耶稣遇见了这个被鬼附的人
but he came for some reason
但是他来是有某个原因的
you read about this in First John
我们在约翰一书里面有读到
chapter 3
约翰一书第三章
Verse 5. No, wait a minute. 8.
第八节，约翰一书第三章第八节，犯罪的是属鬼魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
And for this reason.
为了这个原因。
The Son of God.
神的儿子。
Jesus was manifested.
耶稣彰显出来。
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
They are not friends.
他们不是朋友。
They are enemies.
他们是敌人。
There's lots of enmity in this world.
在这个世界上有很多的敌意。
There's lots of wars in this world.
在这世界上有很多的战争。
There has no city in all of history that's had more wars than Jerusalem.
在历史上以来从来没有哪一个城市有过的战争像耶路撒冷那么多
The one city in all history that God said that's my city
这个城市是在整个历史上神说这是我的城的。
And so there have been more wars in that city.
所以那个城有更多的战争。
Because they hate God.
因为他们恨神。
And because the Jews are God's people, they hate the Jews.
因为犹太人是神的百姓，所以他们恨犹太人。
Every neighbor they have around them hate them.
他们周围的每一个邻居都恨他们。
There's hardly a nation in the world that wouldn't want to destroy the Jews if they could.
世界上几乎没有一个任何一个国家，只要能够摧毁犹太人，他们会不这样做。
All Europe tried to destroy them.
整个欧洲都曾经试着要摧毁犹太人，他们恨犹太人。
Here in this land, people that are, hate the Jews.
在这个国家里面，人们也恨犹太人。
And if you ask them why, they don't know.
如果你问他们为什么的话，他们不知道。
But the real reason is.
但是真正的原因是。
God says they're my people.
神说他们是我的百姓。
And so in that case, the devil hates them.
所以这样子的话，魔鬼就恨他们。
And if he can influence you or me to hate them, he'll be very happy.
如果他能够影响你或是影响我来恨他们的话，他就会高兴。
He says, "Join my side."
他会说谢谢你，你加入了我这一边。
Hate what I hate.
你恨我所恨的。
And there have been many wars because of that.
因为这样子，所以曾经有过很多的战争。
Because the works of the devil that Jesus came to destroy.
因为耶稣来就是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
And what Jesus said he came to do.
这就是耶稣说他来要做的事情。
He came to steal.
魔鬼要来偷窃。
And he came to destroy.
他来要毁坏。
And he came to kill.
他来要杀害。
And those are the works of the devil that Jesus came to undo.
这些都是耶稣要来所除掉魔鬼的作为。
Because the real word destroy in the original language.
因为在原文里面，除灭这个字
means to undo.
意思就是说把它给解开了，就是像没有做一样。意思不是说要杀死。
Doesn't mean to annihilate.
意思也不是要把它给灭绝。
You have a word for that. Mm-hmm. It means to undo.
意思就是说把做过的事情变得像没有做一样。
Like if you build a house,
就像如果你盖了一栋房子
and it isn't made right,
房子盖得不对
and it falls down,
就倒下来了
Just recently in Egypt,
最近在埃及
they had an 8-story building,
他们有一栋八层楼的建筑物
lots of people in it,
那里有很多人
I think built for about 5 years,
差不多盖好了5年
and all of a sudden for no reason it just crumbled.
忽然之间没有任何的原因就倒塌了
Several people were killed.
有好几个人丧命
It just fell down.
就是这样倒塌下来
It was undone. It wasn't a house at all. Just a heap of rubble.
那个做的事情就变得没有做了不再是一栋房子了只是一堆废墟而已
Jesus came to undo the works of the devil.
耶稣来就是要把魔鬼做的事情变得像没有做一样
But one of the works of the devil
但是魔鬼的工作之一
is to undo anything right or good that we want to do.
就是我们想要的好的事情或者对的事情魔鬼都想要把这个事情给变得像没有一样
anything has to do with church anything has to do with worship anything to do with God he wants to undo it
凡是跟教会有关的跟神有关的跟教会跟敬拜有关的他都想要把这些东西变得没有
he wants to tear it down
他想要来把这些东西拆毁掉
but Jesus came to tear down what he does
但是耶稣来就是要拆毁掉魔鬼做的事情
to undo what the devil does
要把魔鬼做的事情变成是没有了
And that's one reason, that's what he did this time.
这就是为什么耶稣在这一次这样做的原因。
The devil had made that man's life a misery, a torment.
魔鬼让那个人的生活非常的悲惨，受尽了折磨。
Jesus threw the devil out.
耶稣把魔鬼给赶出去。
And the man was absolutely happy in his full mind and was, from that day on,
那个人就完全
all his torment was over.
完全恢复了神志清楚了从那天开始他的折磨就结束了
He undid the work of that devil
他除掉了那个鬼所做的事情
And in many other ways
在很多其他的方式
The devil wants to destroy our society
魔鬼也想要摧毁我们的社会
He wants to destroy our relationships
他想要摧毁我们的关系